We're the Chavtas on the base. I'm holding with the Chavtas on the bottom line. Omer Abaya, Lo Shanu, this is that we said earlier that he came along and said, I come over to you and I say, you owe me money. And he says, yeah, you do. And the next day you come and made a whole joke out of it. So he says, Lo Shanu El Dam Meshata Anibach. I was here making a joke out of it. Aval Oma, if he said Lo Haya Dvar Me'olam, if he said no, you know, I never was mided to you, but Edom did here. But he comes and says I was never mided to you. Then Huchse Kafran, he's a liar, even though he didn't say Atameda anything like that. But the Ma'aseh Metzias, he's a liar and he's not believed anymore to make a shvuah.
But Smashmadali, we are
tainina
for him if he doesn't say anything.
Okay, if he doesn't say anything, but upon him. He was saying that if he came along, again, we said that in order to work, that the Haidah should work is only if they came along and he was maskim to the Edom. Now we're saying even if he wasn't maskim to the Edom, but he said, so he stam lied, even though the Edom heard him say that he was maida, that he owes Reuven money, still, so therefore he's going to be called a huchse kafan, he's considered a liar and he's not neman with the shvuah.
He's gonna have to pay.
No, Lav Dafka's gonna have to pay. He's just not named with a shvuah, and he's gonna have to try to get out of it, whatever it's gonna be. However,
he's
not gonna have a shvuah, then maybe he'll have to end up paying. But it's not so much the paying; it's because since he's not named with a shvuah, so maybe he'll have to pay. Or if he comes with a different amanus, he won't have to pay. Papa Breda Avacha Ba'ada Hachiyam Amina Mishmei Deyava Kol Mili Dichdi Loi Dechiri Inchi. No, anything that's stam geplapel, stam words that don't have any meaning to it, a person doesn't remember. So it's not a raya that he's a liar, the fact that he says, L'hayi dvar ma'aylam. You come to me and I say, okay, I owe you money. And you say, okay, I do owe you money. And he really didn't owe him money. It was a conversation. So it's not huchsa kafin. So he's arguing. It's not just forgot what he said. What do you mean? It's not just I'm saying, you come to me, you say, oh, and I say, yeah. I'm not just going to fight it out with you.
No, it is. That's because the case of Atam Eda, because
nobody here. No, I understand. No, he's stopped saying, stop testimonies.
Why does it work?
I'm
asking basically
what I'm
saying.
Why does it work? Haida? He's not making bad. Adam Kravitz, he's not making bad on himself. Say, they owe you money. Why? Adam Kravitz Latza means the Gabi Psil, to passel you. That you're... Adam Kravitz Latza means the Gabi Russia. You can't make yourself a Russia. Owing someone money is not a Russia, it's a normal thing. Let us say, oh, why can't you? Right, but I'm saying, but it's Adam Kravitz Latzmi only sword by making a Russia. Owing someone money is not a Russia. Everyone owes someone money. I mean, no?
Yeah, but he's asking they shouldn't be maxing self kafra because Aina makes that a Russia. And that you have to answer because making yourself with the kafra is not directly.
Yeah, he just said Lord Rama. Okay. Tell me about it. What? What is to himself? And still he's saying that he owes. And so I'm saying, forget, he's making himself bad. Not bad, whatever.
How this works as a Kenyan, according to Tyson, even though he's lying.
Yeah, okay, no, so what are you asking? Oh, to look himself rich? So you're right, he's takanana. I mean, that's what we're coming to say over here, that it really wasn't a... And it was a takamashatani, but I was making a joke. And it really wasn't. So the Gemara. Hahu de achman le'edim, le'chavei bekilse. He hid Edim two Eidim behind the curtain. Amale, and he comes over. Reuven comes over to Shimon. Reuven hid two Eidim behind the curtain. Amale, money li biyadchi. Tell Shimon, you owe me money. Amale, Shimon says, yeah. Amar idi v'shchivi lahavi alach sa'adi. People sleeping, people awake. Could they be Eidim for me? Because he knew he had two people behind the curtain. Amale loy. So Shimon said, no, I don't want them to be Eidim. Amar afkahana. Amale loy. So therefore, it's not considered like he had Eidim because he said he doesn't want them to be Eidim. So really, that means because if there'll be Eidim, you wouldn't be able to say it's a joke. Now that there aren't Eidim, I can say I was just joking around with you. So therefore, he says, I talk, I didn't want the Eidim. In other case, Huda Achman Eidim b'kivra l'chavre. Someone hid Eidim in a cave, right? In a burial place, in front of his friend. Amalei, so he said the same type of story. Amalei, so Reuven tells Shimon, manali biyadcha. You owe me money, Amalei. Hey. Shimon said, yeah, I do owe you money. Chaye emisil ha'avalach sa'adi. Dead, live people and dead people, could they be Eidim? Amalei loy. Amalei Shimon, Amalei loy. The Maaseh, he said that he doesn't want them to be Eidim, so therefore he's still ketayna m'shata nilbach. Because if you would be masking to the Eidis, what? It could have been, so he agreed to the Eidim, and therefore these two people that are alive in the Beis HaKvaros.
So if he would agree to the money, but not agree to the Eidim, that's a funny type of thing.
Yeah, because once you agree to Eidim, you're not making jokes.
He doesn't know the Eidim are there.
Right, but he believes to that the money, sir. What?
Why would he make a joke about the money?
The money, because he wants you to get it off your back.
So why would he want to get the Eidim off his back?
Because, no, the Eidim aren't on his back. He's just telling you, I have Eidim.
Saying, he wasn't getting the Eidim off his back. The same way he asked for the money, he said no.
No, I said yeah. Money,
so
I said
yeah. So we
no, Eidim make things stronger. It makes it more real. Would you agree in front of Eidim?
So what's the
chelik
here that Chaye Mesik? That Pshat is that it could have been a good Eidim and Mesik also could have been Eidim.
No. We're just trying to say that he wanted to have that. What's your question?
What's the
Chaye
Mesik? What's the
chelik over the one sleeping? Oh, no. It's another story. No, but here, maybe because you don't even see them. It's
why can't it be the case that he's saying that Taka does owe money? When he says later, I want to, you know. Yeah, I don't owe you money, but I'm not, I don't want to pay. So when he says about later, that would be his way of not paying, by saying, no, I don't
owe you
today.
But once you agree to the money, then you have to pay. Or not. The only reason why you're not agreeing to the money, why we say this, because we say, Mishat, you're making a joke.
Saying,
you're
making a joke.
But with Adam, I can't be making a joke. It's serious.
Maybe you don't want to pay. I owe you money in such a joking way, but when he says,
Eidim,
he goes, no, I don't
want to
pay.
Oh, the Rukud is not, that's not what he's saying. He's saying, no, I don't want the Eidim to, I'm not looking to have Eidim.
Why
did
Marvin say that? Because he didn't say Atameidai. It's not a good old dog.
Okay, so let's see the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara. Amar Avinu, Vitei Meir Papa. Shema Mina Meho, we see from here, Hodam Avidu Amirav, Tzorch Shiyei Ma'atameidai, that you have to say Atameidai. It doesn't mean that you have to say it. Lo Yishnok Yom Aloiv, Lo Yishnok Yom Amalva. V'shasik loiv. It doesn't make a difference if the loiver said it, the borrower or the lender said it, and the v'shasik loiv and the loiver was quiet. Right? It doesn't make a difference if the loiver agreed to Eidim, even though he didn't say atam Eidai, it's like Eidim. That's what we see from these stories. Time it am a loiver loiv. But v'shasik, hachanami, the only reason why over here it worked, we say m'shatani bach, because the loiver said, no, I don't want the Eidim. But if he would have stayed quiet, he would have agreed, then it would have been like this, Atameda, so here we see that you don't need to say Lahed Atameda. The fact that you agreed to it is enough that, like you said, it Atameda.
Zakim Avayta. Say before the whole dog.
Right, so we're saying you don't have to say it before. Zakim Avayta. Hu Da'avi Koyle Le Kavrishu. People would call this person, he has full of stars, he has full of money out there. People lent from him money. So he was called Kavrishu, the person with stars. Oh my man, Masik BC. He said, "Man, Masik BC. Ala Pliny, Pliny. The only people that I owe is Pliny, Pliny, Reuven, and Shimon. Those are the only two people I owe. Besides that, everyone owes me money." Asu Tavu Ledina, Kamei Rav Nachman. So very good. So Reuven and Shimon heard this, and they came to take him to Bezin in front of Nachman. They said, "Hey, he said he owes us money. He's b'maida." And Rav Nachman, Adam Asu Shalay Lash B'Atzmai. A person likes to make himself between other people that he's not rich. See, that's why he said it, but he really doesn't know Reuven and Shimon. Just everyone calls him that he's like a bank. Everyone owes him money. He is a guy with stars. So he said, no, I owe this and this person money. But he doesn't really owe them money. People would call this person, he was a rich person, He was like an achba that's sitting on the money without even being... What?
It's a miser.
Yeah, he's without even having a... No, he's just sitting on the money. He sits on... He says money in the mattress. That's what people call this person. So Kika Shachev, on his deathbed, I'm a planyo planyo maski bizuzi. I owe this and this person money. Basa the Shachev, after he died, asu tavinu liyashim. So these two people came to the Yashim and said, hey, your father said he owes us money. Asa kamedev shuva b'abiyasi. So they came in front of shuva b'abiyasi. Amalu, ki amin adam asa shalei las b'yatsma. When do we say that a person likes to say that he owes people money, he doesn't like to make himself rich? Hanemili mechai. That's only by a live person. He doesn't want to make himself rich. Ava la'acha misa, loy paru. Loy, after misa, he doesn't want to make himself rich. Now, why this? Is that true today? People try not to make themselves rich? Fakat, people today try to show off as much as they can. Was it different then?
Tax collectors worry about Ayin Hara then. Now people don't worry about Ayin Hara.
Or I don't know, today, when you have so many collectors coming to you, so you want to make believe you're not so rich, maybe, so you do that also. Okay, but you see the Gemara is saying that, but after Misa, there's no reason why someone should do that. No one's coming to collect them anymore. Oh, one second, we'll get to this. The Gemara's going to talk about it. So then that means they said that it works. He said it by his deathbed. So therefore, when he said that he owes this and this person money, he taka owes them. So the Gemara, so paru palga. They paid up already half the chayv. Tavinu l'dina l'idach palga. They took them to court for the other half. Also, the kamei of chiyah, they came in front of chiyah, amalu. They said to him, "Kashem she'adam asun shaloi lash bi'atz esatzmai." Just like a person is here not to make himself rich, kach adam asun shaloi lash bi'atz banav, like you're saying about him. The person doesn't want to make that his children are rich. Amulei, they told him, "Nezel v'nahada." So go return the money. You paid already half. Repay the other half that you paid. The half that you paid. Amalu, k'ha'yizak, and no. Mishmol, but basically, paskin already. That you are mechayiv to pay, even though now you're being chayza, but
they should pay the whole thing then.
Yeah, so he said, "As if now I'm going to mechayiv it's a pshar, like either keep half. It's interesting because on the tzad that I'm not paying the rest, I'm not mechayiv to pay. Yeah, you're calling it pshar, but the emes is nishtah hinush
da'ah. That's all.
Yeah, so I'm going to mechayiv muchzuk. Yeah, zok to my
No, he paid already.
Right, as we're saying, if you agree to two people that you owe this person money, and they made a kinyan, so you could write now a shtar haidah, even though he didn't say, okay, write a shtar that I was maida, but you could write, because since you made a kinyan, once you made a kinyan, it's like l'chsiva aymed, and you could write a shtar. So again, so you were made in front of two people, and you made a kinyan, so you can write a shtar from that, that there was a transaction, that you agree that you owe Reuben, that you owe Shimon money. Vim lav, if you didn't make a kinyan, ain't kaisvin, you can't write a shtar haidah. That's in front of two people. Bifnei shleisha, if you did it in front of Bezdin, three people, v'loi kanu miyada, and you didn't make a kinyan, Rav says you could write. Since you did it in front of Bezdin, so Bezdin could be mafka your money, even if they want to have Bezdin nefka. So, and they could write a shtar, even though you didn't make a kinyan. That means in front of two, everyone agrees that you can't write a shtar if you didn't make a kinyan. Over here, in front of three, Rav says you could. Rav asks Yama en kaisun, you cannot write a shtar. It's machlekes. Avi uvda, there was such a story that they went in front of three people. He was made in front of three people. V'chashla, Rav, lahadar avasi. Rav was chashla avasi, that hell that you cannot write a shtar. Fine. Amrav Adabai, hava ha idisa. This shtar idah in front of three people, even though there was no kinyan, zimna kasvina, and the zimna like kasvina. Sometimes you could write, and sometimes you don't write. What's the case? Knifi v'yasvi. If three people were sitting there anyways, and you just came in with might in front of these three people, since you didn't gather them together, so it didn't look like you were trying to make a bezdin, then like kasvinon, you don't write a shtar haidah. Kenefinu iu kasvinon. If you gather them together, so then it looks like you're trying to make a bezdin, then you could write a shtar haidah. Rav Omar, Rav says, Afilakin finu iu, leikasvinon, even if you gather them, you're not allowed to write. Ada amalu have elai daini. So you say, you should be my, you three should be my dayanim. But if you don't say that, then you can't write. Ma'abavashi says, Afilu amma havelu alai daini, even if you say that you should be my dayanim, leikasvinon, you do not write it. Adika boi duchta, till you set aside a place, like normal dayanim, that's what they do, they set aside a place. Vishalchi, and you go and you bring a shliach, you tell a shliach to go call them to din, and you were maida, and then the loiva was maida in front of the malva that he owes the money, that's a real bezdin, and then you can write. But if you don't act like a real bezdin, it does, even though you gather them together, you cannot write a shtar do. Yeah. If you are made by metatalim, the kanumi yadin, you made a kinyan kaisvin, then you can write a shtar da. The imlav ain't kaisvin. If not, you cannot write a shtar da. Mashen kibim mekaki, v'lo kanumi yadin. By mekaki, v'lo kanumi yadin. My again. So by metatalim, since we say milvaloi tzan it no, you could spend it. It's a regular chayiv. So therefore, if you didn't make a kinyan, there's nothing chal between me and you, because it's a regular chayiv and milvah leitzan, and I could spend anything. So therefore, once I didn't make a kinyan, I was just maida. It's still all by me. So therefore, you can't write a shtar that you can't go ahead and write a shtar, because I'd rather have a milvah alpeh. Masha ain came by karka. Karka is always makam bad mamedes. So therefore, the Gemara is asking, even though you didn't make a kinyan, maybe you could write it. It's only by metaltalim that when you don't make a kinyan, there was no transaction where I own the whole thing now. It's different money that I'm going to pay you. So the Amema says, ain't kaisu. You do not write. Mazutra ma kaisu. Amema says, you can't write. Mazutra says, you could write. By karka. Because like we're saying, karka is much stronger because karka is always becheskas bailam amedas. The ilkasan, the halacha is kaisu. By karka, even without a kinyan, you could write. So the Ma'avat Avinu Iklal the Mahaya. Avinu came to the city of the Mahaya. Amalei Avdimi Barahuna Med Mahaya. Avdimi Barahuna of Med Mahaya of this city. He told Ravina, Metaltal Vesnayu Ba'adayum Ve'enayu Mai. If the Metaltalim are not just in my house, they're here sitting in front of Bezin. B'shas Da'ida. Is that considered like Kaka? And it's not like Milvah Leitzan Itna. And you would say that even without a kinyan, you could write a shtar da. Amalek mekaka dami. Yes, it is considered like kaka, because it's here. You could just go ahead and also write it. You just take it. Avashayon no, kiven the mechusi gevayin aloi. Since the ma'isi, even though it's here, but he has to go ahead and be teveit. He has to grab it. So therefore, it's considered that it's not a shtar. You can't write a shtar da. You need to make a new kinyan. So the ma'avaita who adisa. There was a shtar da. The Le'avikasaba wasn't written on it. Amar lana kisu v'chasumu v'havulei. It wasn't written in it that the Edom said that the Loiva said I could write. You should write it, sign it, and give it to him. So that's how that wasn't written on the shtar. It just said he was maida, but it wasn't written all this everything to the Ida. It doesn't say that, and the Loiva agreed to write it. Abayi b'rovi dami tavayu. I am the shlokish. This goes into a shlokish. Dami shlokish. Chazaka in od Edom chayis min al shtar kenasa gadol. There's a chazaka that Edom do not sign on a shtar unless they're gadol, which means that Edom, when they sign on a shtar, they understand everything, and even though they didn't write this, it's kiyul they wrote it.
They went through it already.
Maskev la papi v'item avuna b'edev shua mi ikamidi de anan lo yadinon v'safid b'edina yadi. We don't know it, and the sofer knows it. We never knew this halacha, right? There's many dayanim that aren't b'kiyin this halacha that the two people, even without a kinyan and whatever it is over here that you do write, you don't write. So how could you say that the Edom understood? Stam Edom understand what's going on, and when they're giving over, when they're writing the shtar, they're including in the writing that it's kilu the loiva said to write it and to give it and all that. So shalinu the sifri de Abaya, to ask the sefim of Abaya v'yadi, and they did know the sifri de Rava v'yadi. So we see that people do know this halacha.
Meaning the Sofrim would never write it if they know that this has to be a qualification.
Right. And if they wrote it, obviously they do know it, and the Edom know it also, and therefore he proved him wrong that it's not like a far-fetched halacha that people don't know about. The Edom do know about this. Okay, stop.